Yo, Grit, this is it. You can't argue or beg a difference to a person that lives out what you dream about. Be yourself, set your own goals. Not one person is 100% like another. No wings on bet, I fly. People tell me I can't, I try. I'm the best in my own damn eyes. You can say what you want, that's fine. Nothing less than a Rolex watch. Big face, no tick, tick, tocks. And my eight and my damn flip flops. And what Willie throwing back shots.
Miami.
Don't do it if I can't do it big. Real talk, only way to live. Eating good, think I might need a bid. 10 stacks for the stage at Lid. Work hard, so I play hard. Hard work, but it came soft. Can't stop, no breaks on. 7 days, no days off. Got things that I want, things that I need. Open up closed doors, no set of keys. No sneakers on my women, that's a pet peeve. Good talk in a wet like jet skis. ACDC light home. Bring a bad bitch with me, I bone. 2 bottles of the rose, I'm gone. Pop a pill, hope you got your earphones. Gold bottles out the rapper. Groupie love like a rapper. Straight cash like a trapper. Paper tag on the asshole. Double parked on my asshole. Am I high, what you ask for? Blowing money like the fan on. Can't spend it when the day gone.
Podcast. Mike Sleazy.
Grit.
You know.
You can find this at
HRLifestyle.com.
Right on the right hand corner.
On the hand corner, hit play. You'll see a picture of me.
And also on iTunes, you can get this show.
It'd be a picture of me with no shirt on. So you can't see me right now, but you might be surprised what you see.
It could be good, could be bad. I don't know. Depends how much I've been drinking. I'm drinking a lot right now. You know, I took. I'm drinking liquor and like Sudafed, NyQuil, whatever.
Yeah, your heart's together. Your heart's gonna explode.
I'm on that Whitney Houston shit. Where Ray J at?
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. That's harsh, bro.
No, it's all love. I don't think I'm holding it right. Pause.
Pause.
Oh, shit. Pause. I'm sorry.
That was so gay, my neck jerked.
Yo, pause. Whoa. We got, I don't know what we got going on. We're going to have some special guests over here tonight. We don't know who, because it's the first show, so we really ain't got really nobody on here. But soon, somebody might come through.
We've almost done with a whole bottle of Bacardi. It's almost gone.
We need a sponsorship, but we don't need all that, you know. That's just part of the budget. You know, we told we're not going to do the show without a $40 budget. We need Chick-fil-A and some liquor.
Well, basically all we need to provide this show for you is a good meal and some liquor.
Liquor.
You know?
If he had weed, we would have smoked some weed, but we don't condone
smoking weed, smoking. You know?
I know how to say it. Condone?
Condone.
Condone.
Condone?
Condone.
It's con, right?
C-O-N-D-O-N-E.
Yeah, you were saying cum.
No, I didn't say cum.
Like C-U-N. Not cum.
Like cum. Like,
no, con. You were saying condone.
When you say cum, what do you say?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I say condone.
Condone. Hold on. They can't say. So how do we meet? Oh, all right. I thought you met your mother type thing. For my white people out there, white power. You know about that CBS life, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I met Mike Sleazy in high school. Me and him used to have a class.
I don't even remember what we did in the class, but I remember it was computers in there. So I'm not that sure what we did in the class, but I know it was computers. No, and he would always come in selling CDs.
No, I'm gonna tell you the truth. It was the retarded class in the basement of your high school. There was the retarded class in the
It
truth.
Was a retarded
it
class.
It was with dumb ass motherfuckers like you and I. And with computers and shit.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with
learning. He ain't lying. Because
Hooked on Fun's class that had like math.
What was the teacher's name?
Miss Brown.
Miss Brown. She never came over to check your computer.
And she had a big old big ass.
She looked like she had watermelons in her face.
You know how you see people missing teeth at the top? She was missing teeth at the bottom, bro. All in the front. And the sides and shit.
Her mouth looked like a picket fence.
Yo, her mouth like somebody threw a grenade in there and her teeth was diving for cover.
Her teeth looked like stray cats crawl through them. This bitch never, I raised my hand, she ain't pay me no mind. This bitch had a jerry curl like Michael Jackson from Thriller.
Yeah, she was wearing tights before tights even came back out and shit.
She had a big old church ass. She had that ass. She come through the pew and be knocking old women hats off.
But her glasses was never like on her eyes. They was always like at the bottom of her nose.
Shit and hanging. Shit on the, her glasses shit on the top of her top lip. Miss Brown. Yeah, so that's exactly how we met, though.
That's pretty much the story right there, how we met. But, you know, at the course of life and shit, we just been drinking for years, you know, off and on, more on than off. Y'all gotta excuse me, I'm not doing no coke. I'm just stopped up and shit. You got a phone call?
No, we're doing a podcast.
Can't sure, you take the phone call?
We can't talk.
Why?
No
phone call. Who is it? Let everybody hear your phone call. I know if a certain person wears it, we're not gonna say nothing. If they had a phone call and they put that on speaker, it look like sound like motherfucking Jerry Springer.
Oh yeah,
you know that person is Puerto Ricans, and I don't mean the
know
race
exactly
either.
Who that would be?
It's not even a race. I don't mean. I love my Boliqua, Bonitas, all that, you know, King Tone, and you know all that Spanish, Puerto Rican shit. But yeah, you know, call you back. Now you whispering on the phone. Yo, I'm gonna call you back.
He's recording.
We record. I think that's put him on speaker. Who that? That's Bones.
We going to speak, yeah.
That's our special guest, Bones. What's up, Bones? Bones.
I think we lost him.
We lost him.
That's
all right. He was going to check anyway. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about your first time. This ought to be funny.
I'm talking about my first time. So, you know, I was like 13, 14, one of those ages, right? So, it was this big booty-ass chick named Shonda. I never forgot her name because she was a cheerleader, right? She was like a senior, right, in high school. So, you know, I was a little fat, little cocky, little motherfucker. Thought I could talk shit and beat everybody up. So I guess she took pity on my fat ass, right? And she decided to give me some pussy, right? I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. She pulled off her shit, and I said, oh, this is really about to happen.
It's going down.
Yeah, it's going down, and I wasn't really ready. So, to make a long story short.
What do you mean you wasn't ready?
No, I wasn't prepared for
what's not prepared?
I didn't know.
You didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know that it was going to be like that.
Like what? Like her big ass.
I mean, I saw it on TV before, but you know, it's like you playing the video and you shoot somebody, they really don't die. Shoot somebody in real life, they really die. So it was like she pulled her shit, you know, her pussy. You don't pull a pussy out. You just show the pussy. So
she pulled her pussy out like she took it out of something?
No.
God, that's a big pussy. That's a big pussy.
Y'all know what I mean. Well, she took her panties off.
Okay, there we go.
And just, you know, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. So, but I'm grown now.
So what happened when you was? So
I'm grown now.
So you mean nothing happened?
No, it happened. I lost it. I lost, you know, that was my first time. I lost my virginity, so to speak. But, you know, it happened, but it really didn't happen.
That's sort of like my story.
It really happened. Because,
you know, I was talking to this girl. Uh-huh. And we used to kick it a whole lot.
Why you do the old man?
Because that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miami shit, right?
We we would kick it a lot. Mm-hmm. I would go over her house, and she would come over my house. Mm-hmm. So one day she came over my house.
Mm-hmm. How old were you? The age?
Probably about 14 or 15.
He is an old man. He grunts when he's thinking.
Yeah, so probably around the same age you. So I was probably a freshman, maybe a freshman, a little bit before a freshman.
Okay.
In high school, one all of right. those. And she came over.
Mm-hmm.
And we was about to do what we do.
Right.
And my grandma started yelling for me. That was the first time.
She said, Sam?
Sam! Yeah, and I had it in, you know, and I did use a condom. I had a condom on.
I didn't.
I remember the condom. It was a lifestyle condom.
I didn't.
It was one of the colorful wrappers.
Oh.
I haven't used them in a while.
No.
You know, now you can get older, you know, your finger bigger.
I don't know about you then. I don't know.
You know, but I had a lifestyle. It wasn't Magnacom, it was lifestyle.
Okay.
And we was doing what we was doing.
I was doing it.
Yeah. I thought I was doing something. It mm-hmm. felt good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, got interrupted, so it didn't finish.
So you never popped.
No.
Never pop.
Mm-mm.
So you really didn't do it?
No.
So either I didn't pop either, because I little badass cousin.
I think the first time I popped, it probably was with myself. I think that's when I caught on.
Oh. So we got a question, and you can read it now. It says, oral. Is that a semicolon? Are they semicolons? They're semicolons? Or they're reading semicolons? All right, for all the illiterate people.
Give.
Oral, semicolon, receive or give. Tough one. Tough one. It depends.
You know what?
It depends on my commitment level.
There you go.
It's a commitment thing. I'm not big on commitment, but it's totally a commitment thing.
Well, if I can elaborate, I'm really good at giving oral. So
speak for yourself.
I am.
Go continue to speak for
I'm
yourself.
I'm great.
He is so, not speaking for the show.
I'm great, so
he's speaking for himself.
Every girl doesn't get it, cuz it's like a fucking reward. Uh-huh. Like when you cross the finish line and you break the ribbon. It's like that good. So
oh.
Every girl doesn't get it.
But when you cross the finish line from running and shit, you sweaty, so You don't give a fuck, huh?
No, see, you have to be fresh. See, oral is, it's like foreplay. Oral is foreplay. This is before, unless it's your girl, then you're doing all type of free shit, and you're going down there after she's all gushy, and the shit's like motherfucking caramel syrup that you pour on ice cream and shit down there.
Yo, do you let your girl kiss you after she suck your dick?
No, she can kiss me, but it's no tongue in. No French kiss type shit. I don't want your tongue in my mouth after we just, you know, after you were down there, you know, sucking on my Peter Pan.
Well, for me, you know, like I said, it's a select few.
There you go.
It's like the Marines. Like me giving a gift to a female is like the Marines. It's the few, the proud, you know, me. Instead of the Marines.
All you
me.
Can be? That's the Army. So you... Hey, you going to Army work down there, huh?
No, I don't know about no Army. It's just a few, you know, select people and shit. But it definitely, I got to get, you know.
Yeah, I've witnessed the get.
But if you get, whoa, disclaimer.
Excuse me.
Disclaimer.
I'm talking about three people in the room.
Warning.
Three people in the room, just warning. Not you. And no homo type shit over here.
Warning. Warning.
Okay.
But, you know, they got the... If a chick give, don't mean that she gonna give back. At all. I'm not just bopping off. Like, I'm not bopping off. If at all.
Mike Sleazy
shit. Don't let the sleazy confuse you. You know what I'm saying? Sleazy gets it easy, but he don't be greasy with his shit.
There you go.
I don't be slipping and sliding, shucking and jiving with these females.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say something else, but we got female... We got female listeners.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, not on camera. Because I think if we was on camera, probably
all right, what about,
nobody would watch this shit.
How do you feel about you both receiving at the same time? It's what, 69?
I don't want to keep talking about, I'm not comfortable talking about all this freak shit with you.
Why?
Because it's just too much.
Why is it too much with me?
Because I don't want to be discussing my private shit, you know, with people.
Well, this is a podcast, and you put everything out there.
I don't know these people.
But they want to get to know you.
I don't know. I barely know you.
You don't know me?
I barely know you.
Nigga, you know me a long time.
Oh, warning. 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 What, we need more topics? Whoa. I don't have a worse or experience, but I do have a bad, bad sexual experience. So I'm not going to say what year or what time, but let's just say, hypothetically speaking, it was me and this girl, hypothetically speaking.
I hope it was just you and the girl. Because if it wasn't, you can't be my friend anymore, my Jesus.
It was just me
and you would be
girl.
Disowned.
And you know how people say, like, well, you know, this girl ain't had no walls. But, you know, this girl really didn't have no walls. Like
Nemo, you was just
there
swimming.
I wasn't swimming because there was nothing in there to catch me. It was no walls.
Wow.
It was just
ocean.
It was just,
you was dropped in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, you didn't hear it.
No.
No, it's Deep Space Nine.
Damn.
Not Deep Space 69, Deep Space Nine. So.
She had that outer space pussy.
Yeah. It was out of space.
Damn.
There was no more space in there because every other nigga then ran and rammed through that shit.
Damn.
You know? But that's my take on that.
I think I had a bad experience from oil. I was with this young lady before.
You caught the drips?
No, I didn't catch any drips.
Oh.
The young lady, she just really didn't know what she was doing. And you know how when a girl doesn't know what she's doing, you try to maneuver her head to show her how to do it. And
or how you want to die. I don't think you should be showing warning.
Showing
warning.
The
warning.
Girl how to do it. And it just didn't work. And she was scratching and biting. And it just wasn't that good. But I've never had too many. That was probably only happened one time. But a bad sexual experience was this young girl I decided, you know, to share some sex with.
But you can't have it. I'm not going to stop a chick if she's doing it bad.
No, who wants to stop a woman from giving head? And when you stop them, what it does is, and you tell them they're doing a bad job, it just ruins their whole thinking process of giving the head.
But
so now they don't want to give it no more because they'd be embarrassed that they're going to do it wrong.
I mean, I really don't, I personally don't care too much about them at the time. Like,
yeah, as long as your penis is in her mouth and she's just, it's wet.
Oh, man.
It's wet. But that's back to my bad sexual experience. This girl wanted to have sex with me since high school. So
she must have thought she was just a stud, huh? Like,
she loved just, me. She loved it. Huh. So I take her to a buddy of mine's house. So we get to the house. We sitting on the couch. She's acting all shy. So I said, you know what? We're going to cut right to the chase.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go upstairs and do what we here for.
Because
we don't have all day. This ain't no hotel. I don't know who the fuck going to walk back in this house.
Somebody. Yeah, that's how, you know,
so,
we black. We black. So you know how that is in black people houses. You never got the house really, really to yourself. It was always a cousin, an aunt, or
yeah,
a family friend.
Some type of motherfucker in there that may bust in and see you doing what you doing. So
what y'all doing all in there? What y'all doing? Hey!
So I take this young lady upstairs. I lay her on the bed.
But you about to make love because you laid her down. You didn't just get to it.
No, I lay her on the bed.
You laid her on the bed.
She got on the bed.
Oh.
Like I pushed her on the bed.
No, we don't push.
No, it was rough sex.
Oh, shit.
I pushed the bitch
Mike
on the bed.
Sleazy does not condone the rough sex.
Yeah, you sure don't.
No, he straddled me.
That cost you $20,000.
$20,000.
So I pushed the bitch on the bed and started whipping the jeans off. I didn't break the zipper, but we were taking the jeans off pretty damn goddamn fast.
Y'all was wrestling. As my grandma said, y'all was wrestling.
I start getting on top doing what I do. She is moaning, making all these goddamn sounds.
Uh-huh.
And I can't lie. The punani was very good. It was like really, it wasn't even like wet. It was like
punani. That was throwback 1998.
Yeah. It was.
Circa.
Yeah, punani. That's like motherfucking. Punani. What's that show used to come on HBO?
Real Sex. That's what I was about to say. That was 1990. You used to wait on Thursday till 11 o'clock and you couldn't wait for nope. Everybody knows to go to sleep.
You would make sure rush motherfuckers to bed. Get your lotion.
I had no cable in my room, so I used to go back to the living room. Yeah. That was a fucking gamble.
And I keep all the lights out, too.
With a motherfucking pillow with shit.
I used to bring a sheet. What you doing? I wrapped up under the sheet. Yeah, I wrapped up under the sheet and shit. So, let me finish this story real fast, because we got a new topic. So, I turned this girl around, and we start doing it from the back. You know, a girl, she either does one thing. She's going to get low, or she's going to throw it back on you. This girl didn't do neither. She kept
neither.
She just kept wobbling. I thought this bitch was Harlem shaking. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? She just kept shaking. She would not want it. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But she did come. And it was because I felt it. She was a squirter.
I personally don't give a fuck if a female come or not.
I know, because you might sleazy and you're selfish.
That's right. I'm sleazy and
you're selfish. But I knew she came because she squirted and she fucked up my man bed.
Did you change the sheets?
No, I just wipe them off. And I know that motherfucker don't change his sheets. So he probably came and lay right in it. Shit.
This nigga must drop some water in my motherfucking bed or something like that.
Yeah, shit was mad moist.
You ever been caught, you know, caught?
Caught doing what?
You know, just caught, you know, caught.
I've been caught a lot.
Caught smashing out a joint, caught.
Yeah.
Rubbing and tugging.
Yep. Name it and I've been caught. Motherfucker, I'm like a slave. I've been caught. You name it and I've been caught doing it. What you doing? Oh, I'm just lotioning myself. That's a whole lot of lotion on your hand.
Hey,
I was real ashy.
Hey, we talked about this before. You remember that motherfucking shit? That Spanish shit they used to come on.
I know like what you're talking about. It was a low channel. It was a low band. Yeah. I'm about to talk this old school to you. It was a low bottom channel. For those that ain't had cable, this back in the day when they had the box. It wasn't MTV James. Niggas had the box. You call in and order the fucking video you want to look at.
And you would pay because you would just be like, I want to watch this video.
I want to watch Luke Skywalker.
I'm going to pay that. I'm going to pay that $2.99.
So it was a low bottom channel. And the shit was called, I think it was called Caliente.
I think it was called.
It was like hot. Hot in Spanish, nigga. Ain't that hot?
Hot.
Caliente.
I told you we fuck with the Puerto Ricans and meat eyes and
this show.
All that shit.
I don't mean to sound like a perv, but this show was like my masturbating heaven.
Whoa.
It was,
huh?
It used to come on in mid-afternoon, like 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Mm.
And at the time, it would come on Saturday, too. So it was a good time because everybody was at work.
Yeah.
So I'll wake up, have me a bowl of Captain Crunch, some type of syrup.
Excuse me, I did just burp.
Mike Sleazy's belching on.
That's right.
So I had me a bowl of syrup.
Damn.
And I would come on down. And this is getting to the reason how first time I got caught. At this point in time, it was just me, my grandmother, my mother in the house.
Because you black.
Yeah, we black. And I was the man of the house, so I felt like I was doing something that was important. So my mom would go to work, and my grandma was home. My grandma would get up late, and she would come downstairs and eat all these fucking boxes of cereal. Be like, Grandma, why you eat cereal? And why is it like 4 different boxes of cereal? My grandma used to like to mix cereals together. She would have Sugar Smacks, Captain Crunch, Corn Flakes.
And Raisin Bran, huh?
And Raisin Bran.
You know old people need fiber.
They need fiber.
My grandma used to drink Mother Mucil, that thick, slimy shit with water.
So she would mix all these cereals together. She would sit in the kitchen. So I would sit in the living room. So 1-2 o'clock rolled around.
Uh-huh.
I come downstairs, and I come down with my lotion. And I like to use Jergens when I jerk off.
You got a brand name, huh?
Yep, Jergens and Jerkin. See?
Jergens and Jergens, huh?
So I would come down, and this is mid-summertime when this show came on. Mm. So I'll sit down there with my ball shorts on with no drawers. I was free. My grandma happened to come strolling out the kitchen because we used to keep the cereal in the chest. Mm-hmm. See, black people, they hide their foods.
Yeah.
So we would have a chest in the living room, and she would keep the cereals in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So she came out the room, And she looked in there, what you doing, boy? And I said, I ain't doing nothing. And I hurry up, and I used to keep the remote right on the arm of the chair so I could change it real fast. Because she know I don't speak no goddamn Spanish. So she know, what the fuck you in there looking at, boy? So I would keep the jerkers like right in between the chair.
Why come all black people? That's right, I'm talking black. Why come all black people always got like a relative or somebody always living in the house? And then, secondly, why does that one relative always eat all the damn food and don't put in for fucking nothing?
And they feel like they entitled to everything.
Everything, just because we...
You want to go take a shower, they in the bath. You want to go make a motherfucking meal in the kitchen, they in there got the fucking lunch meat out, the cheese, the mayonnaise, the other lunch meat.
They don't make no regular. They make a motherfucking
a double decker.
A box of tissue sandwiches and shit like that.
Shit, a double decker.
Like, my uncle, he put motherfucking a whole... I don't even eat mayonnaise, but he put a whole thing of mayonnaise on that motherfucker.
You go to wash your hands, especially if you got a woman relative in the house, that's the worst.
Why?
They washing their motherfucking hair in the kitchen sink.
Well, you supposed to be cleaning and bacterializing.
They done took the motherfucking dishes out, and they get dirty dishes sitting on the counter.
With perm. Why come black women don't ever want
to... Go to the fucking hairdresser. You come in the house, you smell burnt hair. You know, every time a woman come over the house and they get their hair done, they got to bring their fucking kids with them. So it's motherfucking kids running all around your house, and they ain't going to pay for nothing.
Goddamn thing. I'm going to get on white women, too, because you know me. You know, I'm down with the...
Mike Sleazy.
Mike Sleazy.
She, like, you know, the white women.
I'm an equal opportunity...
brother.
Know, brother, yeah. You know, not undercover. Damn sure he down low. Get that motherfucker straight right now, woman. But...
Warning.
But I do the white woman. Well, I don't have a problem with them, but they have flaws just like, you know, my sisters do, because I love my black... I love all women, too, you know what I'm saying? But every set of class, race, creed of women,
oh yeah,
they all have their
problems. Nobody's perfect.
You know what I mean? White girls got their shit, too.
Like I know a lot of white women, they love their pets.
Yeah, they love... I met a white girl before. I don't know her, but I met one before that really loves her fucking dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, her dog died, and she was, like, upset about it. I mean, I ain't trying to be funny. It was fucked up, but she was really upset about that shit. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, well, it's just a dog. But, like, 2 weeks later, she bought another one.
Yeah, they love
so their animals. How much did you really love that dog? You didn't love him that much if you bought a whole nother love in your life.
She missed her dog, so she wanted to fulfill
that. Well, that was the thing. Yeah, she wanted to
fulfill, you know, that void of missing her dog.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because they sleep with dogs.
No.
The dog can be in the damn bed.
They can walk their dogs outside in dog shit and dirt and then let the dog run all on the fucking bed.
Oh, no.
You like, well, don't you sleep on the bed, too?
No, that wouldn't fly.
Would you walk outside barefoot and nigga in your bed? Well, no, it's not the same. What the fuck is not the same?
And you already know, like, black people say white people smell like dogs.
I didn't say that.
Well, every fucking black person says that.
I don't speak for all black people. I speak for my motherfucking self.
Exactly, but
now, let me ask you, if a white person said that, you'd be all, oh my God, I can't believe they said that about black people.
No, because white people say black people smell like chicken and watermelon. Because that's all the fuck we eat.
With white people eat macaroni and cheese and cut up hot dogs.
Hey.
And cut up hot... I don't mean like mama's macaroni, because my mama, she makes some good ass macaroni and cheese, but that's only like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and when the fuck she feel like cooking.
I haven't came across too many white people that cook.
No, white people cook. They do cook, but they just don't use enough seasoning.
They don't use no seasoning, nigga.
Yeah, they don't use no
seasoning. None.
That shit be looking good and kind of tastes good, but they be like, where's the taste?
No taste.
No taste. No taste.
They make diet food.
Pretty much. They make Mrs. Dash everything. Everything be Mrs. Dash. Like, they look like their fried chicken look crunchy as shit, but it's tasteless.
Yeah.
It's like eating motherfucking cardboard.
It's just all fucked up.
No taste. They don't put no salt, no pepper. But that's why they don't have high blood pressure like we do. We fucking around die on the spur of the moment, and they be all healthy and shit. But, you know, us, we just want to keep eating motherfucking KFC, Popeyes, and, you know, old folks know about Church's chicken.
Yeah, a whole bunch of greasy shit.
They swim and shit like that. Like, black people, we can't swim. I know you personally, you can't swim.
No, no.
I can swim.
I'm scared of water.
I can swim. You can't swim.
I'm still living out my slavery. I don't want to go near water or boats.
See, the problem, like, I'm gonna let all my white brothers and sisters know, you know what I'm saying? Because I love y'all just like I love my meat eyes and bolique eyes and bonita eyes, all y'all. I'm gonna let y'all know, like, black people don't like water because, like, we came across from Africa on boats and water and shit like that. So swimming ain't our thing.
Against our will.
And boats ain't our thing.
Against.
Now, my Spanish people, will. They can relate because they come over on life rafts and inner tubes.
The fucking Santa Maria.
And tires.
Wasn't that something? No, that was Christopher Columbus, right?
Yeah, he had slaves. He had slaves too. Yeah, how you think they got over here? They wasn't rowing.
So Christopher Columbus had slaves.
That nigga, if you was white, you had slaves. If I was white, nigga,
I'm not cleaning. But they said Christopher Columbus discovered America. But I heard when he got here, it was Indians there.
Yeah, but they was dumb. They gave up everything for some motherfucking corn. And
so you telling me when Christopher Columbus came to America and he was meeting up with the Indians?
He was a hustler.
He had slaves on his boat?
Yeah, he had hustlers.
Hold on. Do you mean he had, like, slave workers? Or he had, like, slaves at the bottom of the bunk? Like, one on top of each other?
Of course they had, like, they got the niggas, as black people say, like, niggas. Like, you know, we black people. We black folks. But you got niggas. You know your cousin. He a nigga. Yeah. He the motherfucker that you call on when shit get fucked up,
uh-huh.
And he liable to wind up going back to jail for that shit. You call him. See, us as black, we don't do nigga shit. We black, you know. We pay taxes. We kind of go to church. You know, we go to work. We kind of like, hey, what's going on, Bob? Hey, Bill, how was your weekend? The kids are cool. All right, you know, we put that game on. You know what I'm saying?
But your cousin.
Yeah, you know, I do when I'm around my, you know, when I'm at work. But
you're two different people, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, but when you got called Ra-Ra or Jerome or some shit like that, you know, you, hey, nigga, you not going to believe this shit. These niggas done fucking fired me. They owe me, you know, yeah, they owe me a check.
That's a reality check.
You got to call Ra-Ra. Ra-Ra don't play. Ra-Ra loves and wants to go back to jail. You don't give a fuck about jail. Jail ain't nothing to him. He ain't never had a job in his life. He ain't gonna never get no job. He ain't looking for no job.
So, rah-rah is the terminology for a nigga.
He's a career criminal. That's his job.
Okay, we got a new terminology on the show, people.
What is that?
Rah-rah.
Rah-rah.
That is rah-rah. A made-up character symbolizing a nigga.
A nigga who loves and wants to go to jail. That is his job. He the relief pitcher. No,
rah-rah.
White people love baseball, so I'm gonna talk, they talk. Rah-rah. Is your relief pitcher. You know what I'm saying? When your first pitcher fucked up,
he gets you out of trouble?
He get in trouble, but he gets you out of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Cause he's stupid. No, he's stupid. Like he gonna get caught. Oh, he gonna get caught. He no doubt about it. He ain't that smart. He can't get away. Rah-Rah can't get away. He gonna stand there and wait for the cops to come to punch him in the face. He gonna punch the cop right in the face. You like, rah-rah, I was right there. I had the car running. All you had to do was get in the car. No, dog, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. So he punched the cop in the face. You going back to jail, rah-rah.
Oh, man.
You could have got away.
Hey, Mike Sleazy.
What's up?
Let's get off topic a little bit. Let's talk about something even better.
What's that?
Let's talk about when white we go woman? Out of town.
White women going to talk about more white women?
No.
Sisters is mad as shit right now. They like, fight this nigga.
Let's talk about when we go out of town, man.
To do what?
Matter of fact, let's talk about our experience when we went to Miami. Because that was a lifetime experience, Mike Sleazy.
Miami was good. Miami was good.
Very good.
Miami was very good. I see why people like to be on the beach. The beach was good. I enjoyed the beach.
I would have to say Miami was definitely my top five best vacations.
Top five, huh?
Top five.
Okay.
I never... Yeah, that noise right there symbolizes my whole experience. So
what's
when
up,
you,
Five?
So when you hear Mike Sleazy say, you know what that means. It's not a motherfucking bird chirping.
Birds.
It was. I heard motherfucking birds when that shit was going on.
Birds.
I was just waking up. It was a fucking experience of my life. I never slept. When they say you go to Miami and you don't sleep, they wasn't lying. I swear, when we touched down, we went to breakfast. My breakfast bill was $120-something. We spent $120 on breakfast.
Now, let me ask you a question. Because I know me personally. When we went down there, I ain't pay some shit. I went down there and said, I ain't paying that motherfucking bill. Did you pay everything before you went down there? Or you just said, fuck it. Whatever I don't pay, just don't get paid.
As far as like bills back home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. You know, you gonna go. I took all the money I could take with me. I'm a nigga.
So that's all the money you had, huh?
Yeah, I just took everything I had with me. I said, fuck it, I'll come back. I light candles if my lights is out. I put a DVD in if my cable's off. And motherfucking if the water off, I just go buy some spring water. And I'll boil it.
Well, you ain't got... See, that's why he's a dumbass nigga, because he thought mama boil spring water. Spring water already clean, dog.
No, it got to be hot, nigga. You can't wash with cold water.
No, you can't. Why you going to boil... You going to burn the shit out yourself? You ain't got no insurance?
No, see, this is how you do it. Let me explain to you the hood shit.
Go ahead. Step by step. Step one.
First, you go in the bathroom. You take the shower curtain out of the tub.
Step two.
Because you got to go from taking the shower, now you're going to take a bath. You can't take a motherfucker... You can't take a shower on the budget. You got to take a motherfucking bath.
Right.
So, you going to pour the motherfucking water in the tub after you get it out the pot off the motherfucking stove.
Right.
See, I grew up in a crib where we had a hot water heater. So, when the basement got flooded, you ain't had no motherfucking hot water.
Right.
So, you learn how to boil motherfucking water, pour it in the tub. Uh-huh. But you can't get right in the tub because you'll burn your ass off.
Right.
I'm talking about taking a motherfucking bath.
A bath.
Like a motherfucking cowboy, nigga, back in the day. Water coming out the tub. Motherfucking suds. Motherfucking cowboy take a bath, one bath a month. How the fuck you walk around? Them motherfuckers had this thing, one bath a month. Walk around smelling like a motherfucking desert.
Smell like last month, huh?
Last year, nigga.
Damn.
Got there. Last year in whiskey.
Shit.
But... Miami was awesome.
Right.
We got down there, had $120-something breakfast. Then, a bad experience about Miami was we didn't rent a car. And I'm too fat to ride a motherfucking scooter. I don't have no balance damn near walking by myself.
Oh, yeah, we too fat. Don't get it fucked up. We gonna put some pictures of some other motherfuckers who are all in shape on HRLifestyle.com and on iTunes. Y'all can think like, damn, these motherfuckers is in shape. They look good. No. Because the real motherfuckers, like, when we really come up to y'all schools and y'all events like that, we y'all not going to believe us. Like, yeah, we got the show, and that's us.
Yeah, talking. It's us. That's us.
They going to say, no, y'all don't look, that's not y'all, because that's not what I saw. No, it's really, it's like Millie Vanilli. Like, it's going to be a different body, but the body not going to match the voice. Right now, we're going to have a picture up. It might be a white Caucasian or just a white black motherfucker on there, like, you know, all in shape, and that's gonna say Mike Sleazy, but no, Mike Sleazy out of shape, girl.
We stayed at the Palm Resort Spa.
Palms. That shit was far as shit.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Bad
because it was very far from Collins.
Niggas know we was really doing something. We staying in the motherfucking 5-star nice ass hotel.
I just bet because it was far as shit.
That shit was far as shit.
And we was cabin or walking.
Cabin or walking.
Motherfucker, I came back. I think I lost 10 pounds. And I gained it right back.
That motherfucking last day was there, dog. Oh, God.
Man, we didn't even want to leave. This God. Nigga Mike kept changing the flights.
God.
But it was one thing about Miami was very tiresome. Motherfucker, I fell asleep on the beach twice. Twice. Where the fuck is Grit? I'm asleep on the motherfucking beach.
With a motherfucking towel over your face and shit.
Yeah, I had a fucking blast though.
It's hot. When it's hot outside, I don't see, you know, black, I don't know what it is. Even like black motherfuckers now, like especially black women, they starting to tan and shit like that. Like, I don't, like, me as a black person, I don't need the tan. I don't need to get no dark.
No.
I can understand how, you know, lighter people want to get, you know, get more of a color or a bronze.
know what I'm saying? But like, it be like pretty brown skinned females now who think they fucking need a tan.
I don't get it. And I was born in the summer. I like the winter. Like, I can't stand the motherfucking summer.
It's hot.
I don't like the fucking sun. Go away.
Dog, I damn near cut my motherfucking AC on last night, dog. It was so fucking hot.
God damn. And it's like global warming. We don't have no more motherfucking seasons. We got two seasons, nigga. It's winter and summer.
Nigga, it's spring and summer. Motherfuck that. It's fall and summer. Ain't no motherfucking spring no more. Ain't no motherfucking winter.
I don't even remember no fucking snow this winter.
Nigga, I do, because it snowed on fucking October 31st, and my dumb ass got in a motherfucking accident. And we ain't got no budget for the show, so of course my car couldn't get fixed. I still got dimples in my motherfucking front of my hood and shit.
Like
and
a black woman ass.
Yep, and I ain't even hit a memory foam hood. That's all I got.
Let's talk about some of the clubs we went to in Miami, man. Friday, what we go to?
Club Play. Yeah, we went to Club Play.
How the fuck was that? That was good. That was a club that had like the dances on the fucking shit. Right?
Yeah, they had like go-go dances and shit like that.
That was a pretty good time.
And you know, in typical nigga fashion, we paid $100 just to get the fuck in.
$100 to get in. Just
to skip the line.
It wasn't even a line. It was a fucking crowd of obnoxious black motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know, of course we weren't going to get in.
Got pickpocketed that night, didn't they?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, myself as well as a friend of mine got pickpocketed for probably, somebody came up at least $300 or $400. Easy. And it was so crazy in there, like I felt somebody in my pocket. And it was like Malcolm X, get your hand out of my pocket, nigga.
And
I was like, Malcolm X, like, brothers, calm down. But by that time, dog, the nigga had already ran through my pockets and my main pocket. And it was gone.
I'm
like, damn, I felt somebody hand in my pocket.
You got robbed by a ghost.
I got robbed in the fucking club.
God damn.
Without a gun. He ran, like, he just said, give your shit up. Without saying, give your shit up. And I just said, all right, just run in my pockets, dog.
Around that time, where was I at? Probably somewhere at a bar getting drinks.
You wasn't getting fucking pickpocketed. I know that.
I know that's right.
Not you. But me and him, we took a L that night. But I came home drunk.
Yeah.
For sure. And the next night after, I came home drunk too. You know what I mean?
The next night we went to, Burn. We
went to Burn.
Oh my goodness.
Burn was a movie.
To this day.
What's a movie?
A movie is my life.
What's a movie?
A movie. Because
people don't, we might be talking language that they don't. What's the movie?
You might often hear me say, Our Night was a movie.
Yeah. A full feature presentation.
There you go. That's when you see a lot of sparklers, the bottles, and all that shit. It was just ridiculous.
Looks like a rap video.
You don't even remember what the fuck happened, but you wake up somewhere the next day and you're trying to figure out where the fuck your shirt is, your glasses, and all type of extra shit.
Yeah. So, speaking on that, like, all right, so I wound up coming back to my room, you know, on Saturday when we was down in Miami, right? And I woke up the next morning, and I don't understand, I couldn't find my shirt. But apparently, on the way home, I was texting my boys, like, yo, grab my shirt. Grab my shirt. I can't find my shirt. Grab my shirt and my glasses. But when I woke up the next morning, I had a shirt and I had glasses. But it wasn't my shirt.
They wasn't yours.
So I had like a medium shirt or a large shirt or some shit like that. I couldn't fit it. But I came back with these Marc Jacobs glasses. And I was like, well, damn, I can't fit the shirt. But at least I came up some Marc Jacobs glasses. But meanwhile, my man Rod, he was on the same shit. He was drunk as shit out of his fucking mind. And he came home with a shirt and glasses, too.
With my nigga Grit.
His shirt and glasses. He had my shirt and glasses. So it was just, that's how the night was.
Like, I'm fucked off, bro.
Completely fucked off. And, like, the chicks down there and the office down there, like, it just was crazy. Like,
I mean, women walking around with huge asses and just, like, panties on. And, like, bras that didn't fit, but they were push-up. And it was just like titties coming out.
So what's your perfect ass? Because my definition of ass has changed over the past year or so. I don't like a big booty Judy no more. I don't like a big booty Judy. I like a nice, firm, tight, fit ass.
Well, that's where we differ. Cause
you like memory foam booty.
I like a big ass. You just touch it and your fucking handprint. You see that shit disappear after you remove your hand. Yeah, just like a big old juicy ass. But I don't like it too sloppy. I like it when you look at it and she's standing straight. You can see a little gap in between the ass and the pussy. It's a gap underneath the pussy and going into the thigh.
So do you like chicks to work out, or you just like a chick who just...
Yeah, I like them to be in shape, because believe it or not, I'm a big guy, but I have a whole lot of sex drive.
But if they saw the picture on the website, they wouldn't...
They wouldn't know.
They said, damn, this nigga's in shape.
He's in shape, yeah. Damn. But I like a big juicy ass. I like to oil it up.
All right.
Like to oil the ass up.
With some olive oil.
No, not olive oil. That's like something you cook with. Maybe like baby oil, Johnson, something like that. Something that smells good.
Baby oil, huh?
You don't want no cooking. That's like your pop type shit. Fucking cooking oil in the bedroom. Well, how the fuck is it Crisco in the bedroom? What the fuck is you rubbing down with?
My pop had motherfucking Crisco and motherfucking cherries in the bedroom with him and his wife.
Next to the motherfucking bedstand.
On the nightstand. And it's not, they didn't try to hide it either. It wasn't like, oh, let's put this up before my sisters and we come in the house.
I just want to know, what the fuck are you cooking in the bedroom that you need Crisco in the bedroom?
Because I ain't got no more brothers and sisters that's new, but they was cooking something. Wow. They was working on it.
That old school shit right there.
But they ain't even try to hide it. They ain't say, oh, hold up, don't come in yet. They're like, no, what the fuck is wrong? What the fuck y'all looking at?
It's in the open.
I'm looking like, y'all too old to be doing this nasty freak shit now. Like, why is it cherries in here, dog? Ain't no refrigerator in here, my nigga. Ain't you not eating ice cream? What are you eating that you putting a cherry on top? What are you eating? And what the fuck is you frying in here that you need Crisco, dog?
In the bedroom. God damn.
Nasty ass old niggas.
Oh, man. I was fucked up down Miami. Motherfucker, I'm fucked up all the time.
We fucked up right now.
I'm fucked up right now. Man, what's our favorite drink? What we usually drink is Bacardi Peach.
Bacardi Peach.
With but Pepsi.
My shit is motherfucking Long Island. Give me or Tokyo Tea.
Shout out
to my man H. You know about them Tokyo Tea life. But Long Island's Tokyo Tea, that's my drink right there. I know my shorty, she drank gin and tonics like a motherfucker. Now, I don't... That shit is disgusting. Gin and tonics is disgusting. I don't even know what tonic is. I think it's like seltzer water.
This shit's disgusting.
I thought seltzer water...
They just mix... It's like a mixer.
I thought seltzer water is what you drink when your stomach hurt. That's what my grandma say. Because she old, and she always say either ginger ale or eat some Ritz crackers or some shit like that. Why? If you eating fish, right, and I can't eat fish with bones, why does she always say, if you start choking on the bone, baby, because all old people say baby because they old as shit, because everybody younger than their old ass anyway, they say, eat some motherfucking bread. I want to say, grandma, bitch, if I can't fucking, I'm choking on fucking a fish bone.
Why the fuck I want to put some death down?
I want to put some damn wheat or something in my motherfucking mouth and choke on that shit too? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going to tell you a quick story. I know a motherfucking Mexican guy. He's married to like a white lady. Don't ask me how I know these good motherfuckers. But yeah, good friends. I don't want to talk about
no
her.
Good for him.
I don't want to tell you. Mike Sleazy likes women, white women. Okay,
that's right. Good
but
credit.
Let me tell you about this quick story.
I'm a nigga. I got
this motherfucker
fucked up
goes
credit.
To a restaurant and he eats fish with bones.
I know Puerto Ricans got fucked up credit too.
So they tell him, oh, you know, it's no bone in the fish. So this motherfucker just gobbles it all down. I don't know what type of fish this motherfucker was eating, but all I know, make a long story short, this motherfucker got a bone stuck in his bladder. It ripped through his bladder, and shit got in the motherfucker body. So I guess shit comes out your bladder, right? Shit goes in the bladder.
No, shit. There's pisses in your bladder, dog.
Pisses in your bladder?
Pisses in your bladder.
So shit is in the intestines.
Shit is in your... Yeah.
What's the shit in your body where it holds your shit?
I don't know. I think it's... I seen Three Kings, and when a nigga got shot...
You about to talk about biopsies?
Bowel came out when he got shot. So it's bowel. That's the bad shit. Bowel. Yeah. That's why it's called a bowel movement.
So the fish that ripped through whatever in the body where it holds the bowel.
Only young niggas say they got poo-poo dookie.
And you know, if shit gets out your bowels and in your body, you know you can die really fast.
It's toxic.
So this motherfucker had to get rushed to the hospital. Make a long story short, they cannot serve fish bones in the fish. But I don't know. Maybe
you
some...
are an old person. I just want to tell you that because all your stories is long. Only old people say make a long story short. Nigga, if the motherfucking story wasn't long, you wouldn't have to give me a disclaimer and say, make a long story short.
My stories aren't long. You just drunk.
Nigga, no, you just old.
Nah, no.
We ain't go down. We ain't go to no strip clubs in Miami. I can't even answer that one. I don't do strip club. I went to a strip club out in Vegas with my shorty. And that was good. That was good.
How was that experience?
That experience was good. It was shocking. It was shocking.
A strip club, she got a limo and everything. Y'all had a limo?
Yeah, I had a motherfucking silk blazer on. Because you know I get real sleazy with it. A silk blazer, some pleated fucking pants.
Get the fuck out of here.
And some fucking shoes. Do you got kinked up neck? And a fucking t-shirt. A silk t-shirt.
Yeah, ain't no kinked up black.
No, I ain't need no kinked up. I had a silk t-shirt on.
A silk. Did it have the lines in it like a
mother? Sure. The only other nigga I know who wears silk t-shirts is my uncle.
Uncle Terry?
Uncle Terry. You know that nigga has fucking creases in his jeans, hard bottom shoes.
Yo, this and man a silk t-shirt. Had on, I don't even know what the jeans were, but they was old and the denim was, it was destroyed denim.
But they was, that motherfucking crease was.
This motherfucker had a crease in his jeans.
Crease.
His jeans look like motherfucking dress pants.
That nigga had a crease in his jeans. That shit was no joke. So I'm in the strip club.
You get a paper cuff on the motherfucker.
With my silk t-shirt on and shit like that. Looking like motherfucking Crockett and Tubbs and that bitch. Miami Vice. But I was in fucking Vegas and shit like that, right?
Did they have any black women in there?
So I'm about to tell you.
I'm listening.
It wasn't like, you know, strip club, you having some busted ass bitches in there, you know. But they just like to get naked. So we in there. It was, well, we got it for free because she got the limo and shit for us. But they still charged us $10.
Limo?
Yeah, she
got jazzy. Y'all jazzy.
I got a white girlfriend, dog. I got a white girlfriend. You know, she take care of
Mike Sleazy. You heard that?
She take care of nigga. So, you know, so we got a limo. We in there chilling. So she's like, yo, that girl got a fat ass. So I'm trying to play it off cool. Like, oh, who has a fat ass? Like, I'm not trying to look or trying to, you know, gawk, so to speak. Yeah, gawk. That means to look. So I ain't trying to gawk.
You think we stupid?
Some of y'all people are stupid.
Gawk. That means to stare repeatedly.
So I ain't trying to stare repeatedly. And she like, she got a fat ass. I'm like, no, who got a fat ass in here?
My house?
Meanwhile, it's a bunch of fucking females walking around butt ass naked with all types of materials up their ass. And I'm like,
materials up their ass. He's referring to thongs.
So she like, her, she got a fat. I'm like, she said, so you think that's real? I said, I don't know, baby. I don't even know. I'm not even looking at her ass. I don't know. I don't even know. What ass? Your ass? I don't even know about no ass. So she goes up to the girl. She says, she must have whispered something crazy in the air. So she came up and she wanted to give me a lap dance. Me and my girl, a lap dance, dog.
So you and your girl got a lap dance out
me
Vegas.
Me and my girl got a lap dance out of Vegas.
How was that experience?
That was good. That was great, actually.
So she was, what was you doing when she was sitting on your girl, grinding on your girl?
I was smiling. I was happy.
God damn it, I would have been smiling too.
I was happier than a nigga who got his freedom papers, dog.
Damn. Give us free?
Yeah, I'm a star shit. I was smiling like a motherfucker. So you know, when I got back home, you know what I did.
Uh-huh, okay. Sick and tired niggas talk about this beef shit. I can care less about a beef, bitch. Over here, this side, we about getting money. Fuck the bitches and looking pretty, nigga. You smell me? I'm here. On my Biggie Smalls, my shit on the bitch. Off a dub, but that kush, I'll be high as a bitch. I'm staying at the Hilton, out D.C. Take the bags to the room, tag on the V. Real shit. My nigga Zach, are you capturing this? Right, Zach. Gotta cherish every moment, we epic as shit. My underwear, Burberry brick. Burberry. Touches my cologne, hoes love the shit. A lot of debate and niggas talking and faking. Red belt with the H, got them calling me Satan. Hermes belt. Whole bunch of horses in my wardrobe. Burberry, Hermes, polo. Never gave a
shit if niggas ain't fuck with me. Wake up every day and I keep it sucker free. Every nigga in my clique got a rollie. Never snitch, take me to jail only. You ain't know I keep a fresh pair of butters. If you ain't know I used to hit your baby mother. Do my thing, what the hell can they tell me? At the mall like I live near KOP. Watch your tone of voice, nigga, better dumb it down. Got some halftime niggas, they just shoot around. Forget your talking, nigga, be about it. Success is the goal, shout out to Nehemiah. Throw it in the bag, I don't know the cost. AP flow, fucking Michael Kors. We just ballin' to the Miz-X. Nudie jeans, 9-5 Air Max.
Shout out,
out of town, I'm out the country. Eating good over here, you got the munchies. Since a kid, fascinated with money. Skipping class, so they call me a dummy. See them now, all them niggas is bummy.
I see y'all.
Wanna come around like they really know me.
I don't know y'all niggas.
Part of the game and I understand that. I'm a stand up nigga, I don't stand that.
Stand up niggas over here, for real. Y'all niggas looking a little fishy. Like you go to the bathroom and sit down and pee, nigga.
We don't fuck with y'all niggas, I'm a nigga V in here.
Hey, V like that motherfucking cigar, nigga.
Crack that motherfucking champagne, nigga. Like my nigga Bone say, sham for the champs, fool. It's all summer, nigga, you gon' turn up. Make the motherfucking volume switch. You dig me?